Hello, my name is Bill Shepherd. I go to the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. I've been going there for 8 years now. And before I found the Bible for Today Baptist Church, I was living within the culture system of the world, let's say. I'm not going to go into any details on that. 42 years earlier, I went to church as a kid and as a teenager, but I got away from it. And 8 years ago, I was thinking, I need to return to God, because I've always believed that there was a God. I just didn't know who he was. I was not sure who Jesus Christ was. I'd heard a lot about him, but I didn't really know.
Right.
When I was a kid, I read a little bit from the Bible, the King James Bible. In those days, everybody used the King James Bible. Nobody used the New American Standard or the NIV. But I like going to church. Since I've come back, I go there every week. I go to Sunday morning services. I go to Bible studies Sunday afternoon and Thursday evening. I also attend theology classes in the churches. This is because Dr. Wade wants to make sure that everybody in this church knows about the King James Bible and the truthfulness of it. When I started thinking about it, when I first began at the Bible for Today Church, I was thinking the truthfulness of God's Word. That is the most important thing, above and beyond anything else. God's Word is more important than the air we breathe, the water we drink, or the food we eat. And if I accept the word of somebody in a church around the corner from me where they're not real serious about the word of God, then I'm deceiving myself, because I have let them invade my mind. But I prayed over this issue a lot, and I asked God for guidance. I asked him to guide me to a church where I could learn the truthfulness of the Bible. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's true or what isn't true. I'm looking at the King James Bible, and I'm thinking, there's a rightness about this. I don't know why. I've got to learn by it. So when I first started going back to church, I visited Methodist churches, Lutheran churches, and quite a few others, and they all taught from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, or the NIV, which for me was the worst of all.
Yes.
But as I'm reading them, and I don't know God's Word, something inside is saying, this is not right. I don't know what it is, but something is not right. And I think it's because I prayed so much. I pleaded with God, give me the guidance I need. This is the most important thing. If I don't have the truth, I've got nothing at all.
Amen.
So I prayed continually for it every day. And in the year 2004, in the month of November that year, I started going to the Bible for Today Baptist Church.
Hey.
Ever since then, I've been quite happy with that. The only Bible I knew when I was a kid was the King James Bible. So when I returned and saw these false versions, that's what led to my prayers for guidance and understanding. So I wound up going to the Bible for Today. But I can't help but wonder what it is about some of these newer Bibles that some people are so easily attached to. Why do they accept it so easily without challenging it? Why do they accept it? At least it seems like they're not praying for guidance. Many of these people that I've talked to in those churches, they pray there in the church. I don't know if they pray at home. They read their Bible in that church. I don't know if they read it at home. If you believe in the Lord, you will read his word each and every day, even if it's just a little bit. But you want to read the Bible all the time. But when I first started going to these other churches, I bought an NIV, and I couldn't grasp, I couldn't get a hold of it. It sounded like somebody was telling me a story.
Yes.
And it doesn't seem real. It's like Hollywood telling you this is what it's about. And it's not true. You can sense it when you read it. Because when you're reading the Bible, you're in communication with God. I'm not in my own head alone with myself. The Holy Spirit knows every thought in my mind. And I'm constantly aware of that, and I keep that in mind. I want His guidance, and I want His truth. Something's missing in the NIV. Been talking with other people in these churches who use modern versions as well. Some of them would say that they liked what the NIV said in certain passages and what the New American Standard said in other passages.
Right.
And I'm thinking, oh, I get it now. You choose what you like in one verse, and then in another story, you choose something else you like. Is it your choice to make? Is that what you call God's Word? God made the whole universe in 6 days and everything is in it. He is not capable of making a mistake.
Right. Amen.
Every word that He chooses is perfect.
Yes.
And we have to keep that in mind. So it's not for me to choose what God said or what God did not say.
Amen.
It's what He says.
Yes.
I must learn to understand that. I must learn to recognize that. Now, I'm not as wise in this matter as Dr. Waite and Dr. DeVitro and many of you in here, but I'm learning all the time. I'm learning more and more, and I feel more of a blessing each time because I'm being guided properly. So these things can't be right, but what they're telling me in these churches. Something has got to be wrong. Are any of these people at all true Christians? Were they there in that church to put in their time and show God that they care? Is it a work, or are they there because they really believe it, they love the Word of God, and they want to learn to understand Him better? That's the important thing. I don't go to church with the idea, oh, I know what's involved in this lesson today. We're going to read the first half of the second chapter of Galatians. And I'll read that portion of Scripture ahead of time. I go there with an empty mind, and I can empty my mind out very quickly. But I go there for the sake of learning. I'm not looking for confirmation in what I believe or what I think. I want to learn something new and understand it in a new way. That's what's important to me. I want to know what God wants me to know. The Bible is God's message to us about Himself and what He wants us to know. And I have to keep that in mind at all times. No matter how little I know, I feel that I'm blessed. Because I'm being guided by the Lord. I want an accurate English translation, so obviously I went to the King James Bible. Proverbs 12, verse 1 says, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish." That's from the King James Bible. I'm not going to call the King James translation because it's the King James Bible. The other versions are translations, versions, or whatever. But our King James is the Bible in English. Now let's consider the same verse from the NIV. "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid." Does that sound like that came from God?
Yeah.
I mean, the words are very short to begin with. They don't carry the weight and meaning that the words from the King James have. They're very short, and that's typical of what I've seen in the NIV and some of these other versions of the Bible. Well, I went to a Methodist church before I came to the Bible for today for about 6 months. Sunday school, Sunday morning, traditional service, because they give you a choice there. You can go later in the morning, and you have the rock and roll service. I went to one of them, and I never went back again. That seems funny, too, in a way, because when I was a teenager, I started playing rock and roll in nightclubs, and I did it until I was in my mid-20s. How we change.
Yeah.
When many of the things that I used to enjoy when I was young, I hate today.
Yeah.
I've turned away from them. Television, I don't hardly watch any of it at all anymore. I watch the news, sometimes a baseball game. But entertainment in the world is a diversion from reality.
Yes.
It's, I don't know how to explain that clearly, but it's most important to understand what God wants us to learn.
Yes.
I want to learn to understand His words better, not somebody else's words. But I tried to adapt to the new Bible that I was using there, but I just couldn't get it. It just wasn't right. I prayed about this every day. And sometimes in my praying, I would pace in my apartment. I would raise my hands in the air, not like they do in the church, modern churches these days, while they're singing a song or other. I was pleading with the Lord.
Yes.
Because it's not good enough just to have the truth, so I think I have the truth. I've got to actually have the truth.
Yes.
This is most important to me. So I ask the Lord for guidance every day. I don't know if what I need is a Presbyterian church, a Lutheran church, or a Baptist church, or whatever. I knew I had to get out of that Methodist church, and I had to find a good church. So I decided to leave there and buy a new Bible. The King James Bible I had when I was a kid, I got from my mother in 1956. And even though I didn't read it a lot, the cover was not real leather. It was crumbling. The pages were falling apart. So I went to a bookstore and I bought a brand new King James Bible. It was a Scofield Study Bible. And I never knew that there was such a thing as a study Bible. So that was interesting. I don't understand, even now, why I'm so attracted to the King James Bible. It's a mystery to me. I can't say with any certainty that it sounds better to me, although it does. That's not the reason. But I'm drawn to it. That's as close as I can get to why I use that Bible. I can point to some of the reasons why the Textus Receptus is better, why the King James Bible is better. Defending the King James Bible by Dr. Waite, best book on the subject.
Amen.
Gives you all of the reasoning, the background that you need to understand the issues. And if there's only one book that you're going to read on the subject, make it that particular book. I feel as though I am closer to the voice of Jesus when I'm reading the King James Bible. I am at home in the King James Version or Bible, not in any of the modern versions. There are a lot of teachings in the Bible, and most of it I didn't understand, but I knew with certainty that it is all true, and I need help in my studies, so I need a new church. But what kind? I don't know what makes a Lutheran church different from a Presbyterian church. All I know is that my King James Bible has no errors, except in some of the study notes, maybe.
Right.
Especially by Dr. Scofield in his first one. I opened the yellow pages of my phone directory to the church listings. Maybe I'll find a clue here. The black ads only contain the name of the church, the pastor's name, church address, hours, and a brief but general invitation. There was one ad that was different. Bible for Today Baptist Church. And it says right on the page, we use and defend the King James Bible. Great. I just bought a new King James Bible.
Yep.
I'm looking for a church. I'm going to give it a try. The only church listed that tells you which Bible they use. I went there on a Thursday night. Dr. Waite was in the hospital. Dan was preaching. And when I went into the church, The Divine King James Bible was on each of the seats in the church. They don't normally keep them on the seats. It's usually under the seats or behind the seats, but they were sitting right there. And I had this brand new Scofield Bible, real fancy cover, zip up, beautiful print inside, but I still bought a Divine King James Bible that night because there's a lot of words in the Bible I don't understand, and this Bible has the definitions for them in there.
Amen.
When the churches brought in modern versions of the Bible, they brought in all the me-created or me-centered beliefs that are leavened and will destroy those churches.
Yes.
Contemporary Christian music and its focus on entertainment, pleasures, Eastern mysticism, which has more in common with the Humanist Manifesto than the Bible. Some are even denying the deity of Christ.
Right.
And this is becoming common in a lot of churches these days. God does not change his message to us. It is complete. It is the King James Version of the Bible. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? In Malachi 3:6 he says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. The language of the modern Bibles makes it easy to change the meaning of the text. It weakens doctrine so it can be pulled in different directions. The language of the King James Bible is clear and precise and points in one direction. None of the other Bibles do that. They might mislead you on one passage going in a certain direction, and then they'll see you. You can see them mislead you on another passage, and you might think they're going in another direction. They're not. They're all going in the same direction, and that is to doubt the deity of Jesus Christ. And we must never forget that. I'd like to read a paragraph from Harry Ironside, who says a lot better than I can what leaven is. Error is like leaven, which we read, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Truth mixed with error is equivalent to all error, except that it is more innocent looking and therefore more dangerous. God hates such a mixture. Any error or any truth and error mixture calls for definite exposure and repudiation. To condone such is to be unfaithful to God and his word and treacherous to imperiled souls for whom Christ died. Not everybody may pray as fervently for truth as you or I do. Some people, their desires may be buried within them. I'm sure that the Lord knows that. But it is still up to us to recognize that we are sinners. Exposing error is most unpopular work, but from every true standpoint, it is worthwhile work. To our Savior, it means that he receives from us, his blood-bought ones, the loyalty that is his due. To ourselves, if we consider the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, it ensures future reward a thousandfold. And to souls caught up in the snare of the fowler, how many of them God only knows, it may mean life and life, abundant and everlasting. Most of the people that I talk to who go to churches that are using modern versions don't realize that the King James Bible was translated from the Textus Receptus, or received Greek New Testament, and the Hebrew Masoretic Old Testament. All the modern Bibles, the NSV, NIV, ESV, Jehovah's Witnesses, and whatever else, are translated from the critical text. Many people don't realize why we have to take a different stand as being in support of the King James Bible, and why we don't accept the modern versions of the Bible. There may be a few in your church that don't understand this either. Just because someone uses the King James Bible doesn't mean a new pastor in your church can't switch them to the latest version, especially since we are so used to referring to all of them as versions.
Yes.
Pastors get old eventually, hopefully not for a long, long time. And I hope Dr. Waite will be around for at least another 50, 60 years. Because I don't know what I'm going to do when he does retire. But hopefully he'll be there for me. Church members need to be more aware of the differences so that they can be more active in selecting the right man to lead the church.
Right.
There are churches, Dr. Wade was telling us about 2 months ago about a church in North Carolina that had it in their all of their paperwork, their doctrinal statement, that they were supporting the King James Bible. They would not accept any other version in there. When they got a new pastor, within a very short period of time, the new pastor, just out of seminary, brought in a new version of the Bible. And this is happening quite a bit. And it's happened a lot in the past, because just look around now how many churches use these modern versions of the Bible. It's like a disease spreading. Now, many of these people mean good, but unless they would put their own understanding aside and pray to the Lord for a new understanding, for guidance in truth only, they can't be sure whether they're going to get guidance or not. If it sounds like I'm sounding an alarm, I am. There used to be a lot more churches that used the King James Bible and believed in the deity of Christ, his blood atonement for our sins, and his physical resurrection for our salvation. When I began this talk, I put a lot of emphasis on my prayers for a church and for biblical understanding. I believe in prayer. God wants us to know about him, and if we realize that he is absolutely essential to our lives, we just need to listen and value his words above all that is in the world. James 4:8 says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hearts, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." That's pretty much all I've got to say.
That's pretty good.
Thank you very much.
Amen.